Well, hello there, friend. Welcome to your Takeout Therapy mini session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, here to bring you a short therapy-informed insight for your week with mindfulness, self-compassion, maybe a little less overthinking. These quick episodes are for busy empaths ready to feel more grounded and navigate life with way less chaos. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. You know, I was recently thinking about something and I wanted to share it with you. I'm loving these mini episodes because I like to talk to myself, frankly, and this just gives me an opportunity to verbally go through a process that I am thinking about. So I recorded the episode on family disconnection, which I think a lot of people can relate to, both in their extended families, their bio families, or whatever you call yours, quote unquote family, but also in our self-made families or in our house families, we do experience disconnection. And it feels really crappy. And if you listen to the episode on Friday, hopefully you feel validated and maybe like you can come in a little bit differently. But I was also thinking about what can we do when a relationship feels disconnected. And I was thinking about a phone call that I got from my dad a while ago. And I won't talk a ton about my relationship with my dad on the podcast, but what I will say is we have a distant relationship. Like, we just don't talk that often, and we never really talk about anything particularly deep. Can you relate? I think that this is a generational thing. I also think that we think our relationships with our parents should be different than they are. But anyways, I got this call from my dad a few weeks ago, and he was basically like, we don't really keep in touch, and I would like to keep in touch. And he said, I'm going to plan to call you on the date of your birthday every month. And if you can talk, great. And if you can't, I'll call you again the next month. This is how often I talk to my dad. This is blinking lights banner type of relationship engagement here. And so I was like, that sounds great, Dad. I'll look forward to your call. So now we catch up at least once a month, which is interesting because I'm 52, but also because all of a sudden there's an opportunity to do a relationship differently. There's like a little window that opened there, and it doesn't matter all the intricacies of the window that can get figured out as we go. Like, what will we talk about? I don't know. I don't need to know. I think what's interesting is that when we're feeling disconnection in relationship, we can do things differently. We can say, hey, can we have different kinds of conversations? We can make different gestures. When I moved to Arizona a year and a half ago, I left my entire friend group, support system. I left my family in Oregon to come to Arizona. And so it's been really difficult to keep in touch with everybody the way that I want to. So what I started doing when I first moved here is something that I'd never done before. You know, I've been getting really into watercolor painting, and so I started watercolor painting on note cards or postcards, and then I would just send those out to people. Today, I'm just highlighting that sometimes when we feel like there's space in a relationship that we don't really want to be there, there are so many funny little things that we can just do differently. I'll give you one more example, and then I'll sign off and let you give some thought to this in your own life, in your own relationships. But I remember when my kids were little, and I was busy. I was going to school. I had a job. Like, I was hustling when they were growing up. And so sometimes I didn't feel like I could always be present with them. And I felt like a little bit of a distance growing. And it's funny because what I would do during those times, and I'm just thinking about this in relation to what I'm talking about now, but it was an action that was different that I took that meant something. It meant, I want to connect with you. Here's a different way we might be able to do that. I would put a little note in their lunch. I would just invite them to coffee, you know, or let's go get an ice cream. Or, hey, I know I'm busy, but I'm thinking about you today. Just these funny little ways that we can insert into the distance if we want to get that closeness. There's so many ways that we can do this. I'd actually love to hear from you about the interesting ways that you connect with people that you're feeling disconnected with in your life. Frankly, having moved away from everyone I know, I'm getting really tired of phone calls. So I got to get back on my note card thing. What are you going to do to connect with somebody this week? I hope this helps. I'll see you again soon. Okay, friend, that's your mini sesh for today. I hope you got a little something you needed. You can find more information about how to work with me at the link in the show notes, or you can take a free class at takeouttherapy.com. Whatever you do, take really good care of yourself.